Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm telling you, we started sleeping better the second that brooklinen.com box showed up at the door, and you will too. You know, you spend a third of your life in your sheets. Are they working for you the way they should? Are they luxurious? Do you go, when you first get into that bed every night? I know I do now, thanks to brooklinen.com. Luxury sheets and bedding, and ladies, get that duvet cover. Do not forget the duvet cover. Without the luxury prices, hands down, the best night's sleep I've had.
There is nothing about Brooklinen we don't love. They were founded in April of 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich, and they had a real simple philosophy. And you'll appreciate this. The most beautiful, most comfortable home essentials without the crazy prices. They won the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. This is luxury bedding underpriced. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. And Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. They're so confident, they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies, temperatures in the 40s this evening. A little bit of fog, mist possible, but it's not as heavy as what we saw earlier today. 39 by tomorrow morning, 58 in the afternoon with some sunshine on Saturday. Increasing clouds Saturday night into early on Sunday. Rain chances move in. Sunday's high temperature, 48 early. Temperatures dropping throughout the day. And as the cooler air moves in, that means some of that rain could mix with a few flakes of snow. By Monday morning, 32. Obviously no accumulation of that snow, by the way. And the afternoon high on Monday, 44 degrees, which is way below normal for this time of year. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
46 right now at KCI. It is 48 in Belton. We're looking at 47 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song.
You know, the last news break of a conversation in this room is a reminder to me why we don't have a studio cam. Because we would be in prison.
People always say, why don't you have a camera in there?
Oh, God.
Because of what was just said.
I stopped wearing makeup and pants 7 years ago, and I'm not about to start.
John in Olathe. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hello, my friend.
Well, my grievance is, well, I drive all over Kansas and Missouri, and You know that it's been raining, seems like, for the past month.
Yes, I feel like I live in Seattle. Yes.
Well, when I'm driving my truck around, it makes a lot of spray. And I'm tired of trying to find vehicles in that spray that don't have their headlights on when it's raining.
Great call. And by the way, I don't know, John, sorry for interrupting you. For those of you who don't know, in the state of Kansas, I don't know what it is in Missouri, it is against the law. It is a pull-overable offense. If you have your windshield wipers on, you have to have your headlights on.
Really?
Yes. That is a law.
Now, the newer cars, it just comes on.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I think. I
hope. I don't have a newer car. I drive an 11-year-old car.
I hope, because I've never turned on the headlights.
Yeah.
I just assume it's okay.
I have to turn on your face.
I have no idea. I just think they're on.
It is a law in the state of Kansas. If you use your windshield wipers, you have to have your headlights on. That is a law.
Huh.
Caleb in Kansas City, maybe one of the most interesting calls we ever get. Caleb, hello.
Hi, Caleb.
Hey. Well, my grievance is I'm tired of not eating solid food. I'm 2 weeks in of 6 weeks of my mouth being wired shut due to falling off of one of those electric scooters. Broke my jaw.
Ooh. Caleb.
Straight on the ground. Oh, man.
Wait, your jaw is wired shut?
Yes, because it's broken. And three, four places.
Caleb, can I ask you? Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Where were you when it happened?
And what do you eat? And how do you eat it?
Oh, I drink a lot of muscle milk and
delicious.
Anything I add like half a stick of butter to it, because I'm 6'7", 180. I'm gonna blow away. You know, I'm just gonna wither away to nothing.
Caleb, where were you when you fell?
I was actually in San Antonio for work, and it turns out I was wanting to wake up early in the morning to go to French Bakery because I love to eat. I'm a snacker. Uh-huh. I wanted to get a good dessert. You know, I'm tired of, you know, this Mickey Mouse box dessert. And, well, I got on one of those scooters and hit a crack in a sidewalk, and it flew me face first.
Cool.
Chin right in the ground. I had to drive to the hospital. I jumped on the scooter and drove about 8 blocks to the hospital after stopping a cop to see, you know, I got blood all down my shirt because I got like 8 stitches on my chin. My chin hit the ground first.
Oh, God.
Caleb, were you not able to put your hands down to break your fall?
No, they were attached onto the scooter. It happened so fast I flipped over I got scratches on actually down my neck, the toss of my hands. It wasn't fun.
Was it a bird scooter, Caleb?
It was a Lime scooter.
Lime scooter, yeah. That's worse than the bird.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How much longer do you have with your jaw wired shut?
4 more weeks.
Oh!
Caleb, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Tonight, I'm going to a high school football game, and in your honor, I'm going to eat a hamburger.
Scott!
Please do.
Oh, Caleb.
My wife feels so bad for me because she was here, and when it happened, it was 5 hours of surgery and 24 hours of hospital. And, of course, I don't know. It's a long story.
Caleb, I ended up checking
myself out of the hospital to go do what I needed to do.
Caleb, real quick. They're not paying for any of those bills, are they? Are you on the hook for the bills?
Oh, I'm sure. You know.
Yeah.
Caleb, do you know what I'm going to eat when I get home?
Stop talking to him about food.
Fish sticks.
Hamburger with cheese.
No, I'm going to have that at the football game. And when I get home, I'm going to have fish sticks and ice cream.
Oh, you better eat some pie.
I'm probably going to eat some pie, too.
Oh, bless your heart, honey. We're so sorry.
It's the worst thing that could happen to me.
Stay off the scooters.
Big snapper. Yeah, stay off the scooters.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay, Caleb, you have a good weekend, and call us in 4 weeks when you can talk like normal.
Uh-huh.
So you can understand what the conversation
is.
No,
you're doing pretty good.
No, you're doing really good. But I'm going to tell you, that hamburger tonight's going to be really delicious.
I'll put one in the blender.
Can I tell you something, Scott?
Yes.
Honestly, you would rather have your jaw broken than both wrists and hands. And let me tell you why.
Well, I can think of a number of reasons why.
I remember someone I know was in a motorcycle wreck.
I want a stranger to show up.
When he flew forward off his motorcycle, he shattered both wrists and both arms. So he's in a cast like this, okay? Like with his arms straight out.
Okay.
And then he had these little poles attached to his, you know.
From the ribs out.
What you're not thinking about as you make your stupid jokes is the restroom function as a man.
No, you can't shake. You can't wipe.
You can't scratch.
Okay. You can't do anything.
Okay.
And I remember at the time thinking after this happened to him, are you serious? You have to have your girlfriend go with you everywhere.
To do anything.
On the flip side of that, I remember thinking, like, man, I love Chris.
How much do you got to love somebody to pick their nose
for? That is something I would be outsourcing. I'm sorry.
You would not?
No.
Let me clean this up as best I can.
No, you don't even need to say it. All I'm saying to Caleb is you would rather have it be your jaw than both of those wrists.
Would you help Chris go number one?
No. I think everyone would be happier if we all just outsourced
that. Would you help Chris go number one?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Who are you going to hire to help Chris go number one?
I don't know. And to,
I don't think there's a market for that.
Paperwork on his bigger jobs.
Know. Can you Google that? I don't know. This was several years ago, and I remember thinking, okay, feel sorry for him, feel way worse for her.
Well, wait. I'm going to explore this just a little bit more with you. May I?
No. It's not pleasant.
Chris is over 10 years your senior.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So he is clearly going to die before you.
We don't know that.
We've got a pretty good thought.
I could fall off a bird scooter and hit my head.
You could. But Chris most likely is going to die before you.
It'll be fine.
He might end up with Alzheimer's or some sort of physical problem.
He might.
Would you?
And Dana will stop on her way to the golf course every morning to make sure the nurses are taking care of him.
Would you not take care of him?
Of course I would take care of him.
Would you wipe his, you know what?
Of course I would.
The best care money could buy.
Find the best care that money could buy for that. Let's focus on the bird scooter. Caleb, I'm sorry. Glad it's your jaw.
I did that for my dad.
I know you did. We would all do what we have to do. But being older and infirm is different than flinging yourself off of a motorcycle or a scooter.
Tom,
which are choices that we make.
Tom in Raytown. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Happy Festivus.
And to
happy
you.
Festivus to you, my friend.
Mike Reavens is with a couple of people that are on the station. That's not bad, but I'm sure they're great people.
Hey, you can't name anybody unless it's me or Dana.
Okay.
You have to be creative.
Okay. Well, the first one is in the morning, and the guy says, that's look up north, mage. And the next one is, I really bristle at, is, I'm staff meteorologist, blank and blank, KMBZ weather.
How does it sound at the end?
KMBZ weather.
Danny in Harrisonville. Hello, Danny.
Yeah, I just want to start out. I don't like paying income tax any more than the next guy, but you hear on TV and radio all this tax debt relief.
Okay, do not name a company because I know we have one.
Exactly. But
I know what you're going to say, buddy.
If you owe the tax, pay it. Why should it be negotiated down by some company? And, you know, where does that leave the rest of us? I mean, you know, the tax system is what it is, and you know, I just don't like it. You know, I owed $50,000 in back taxes, and I ended up paying $12,000. Well, where does that leave the rest of us?
It's good grievance.
Not right.
It's a fair grievance.
All right, man. Julie in Belton, 576-7798. Julie, hello.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
My grievance is not very nice. Okay. It is, you know, I feel really bad for the families of the kids that were killed in Olathe, and I'm glad the guy's been arrested.
Yes.
But a couple of weeks ago, somebody hit two children in Belton, and the person left the scene, and then a woman called the police 15 minutes later and said, I hit something. And then she went back to the scene. We don't know if she was driving the car. It could have been her son or her daughter.
It's a great point.
And then she, you know, but nothing's happened. And then she said, well, they were playing chicken with the cars. You don't hear anything about those kids. They were good kids. One of the boys was supposed to be my granddaughter's homecoming date. And she didn't get to go to her first homecoming date because her date was killed walking down the street.
I absolutely know the case, Julie. We are heartbroken that happened. And I will say this just to clarify, there was a lot of coverage when it happened. I have not seen a lot about it since. And sometimes it's because there's nothing to update yet. Okay. But I agree. Where are the charges? Are they coming? If they're not coming, why? Those are all very, very fair questions. And you have every right to be angry, as does everyone in that community.
Good call, Julie. 576-7798. We will do the list coming up right after 6 o'clock with Jonathan Weir and Rod. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, you've heard me bragging about Cottonwood Canyon. Head on over there. You can call for a private tour. And boy, are you going to be amazed at the homes. There are a limited number of lots and homes available out there. You know, the Kansas City Star did an entire write-up about the award-winning region over there. They have completely moved the Lenexa City Center and the really the heartbeat of that community over near Cottonwood Canyon. You will find Cottonwood Canyon's Canyon Farms Golf Club, a quick stroll from your front porch with an amazing award-winning restaurant and clubhouse. You're going to love the intimate resort-style community, and you're in the woods. All of those homes overlook creeks, small bluffs, and lush native landscaping. It's such a peaceful area. Check out Cottonwood Canyon. Check out that golf course. Prices starting in the 600s for those homes. 913-492-4444 for your private tour. 913-492-4444 or CottonwoodCanyonKS.com. CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the Seven Bridges Road.
What's up, good people? We'll get Jonathan Weir in here in just a moment, get his grievance, get a preview of the list of the week. Sue in Spring Hill. Hello, Sue.
Hi there. Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Good. Hi.
Hi. My grievance is for the last 5 years or however long it's been, I listened to your weather gal, Jennifer Nairmore.
Jennifer Nairmore, that's right.
Yes.
Nairmore.
Okay. She does a fabulous job with her weather and all her stuff.
But, very accurate forecast.
Very.
Yeah, very, very. And she's very good. So in the beginning, when I first started listening to her, at the end of her spiel or whatever, she says, this is Shada Panera, and she says her name so fast, and for the last 5 years, it's her name Shada Panera. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to Google it. And weather forecasters on KMUZ, and I listed all of them. And finally, one came up, and it looked like it said Jennifer Nairmore. Mm. And so I had to listen to it very carefully, and then every time, after that, I listened to her, and I'm like, well, I guess that must be her. So I heard her say it a couple of times a little slower, but that was a really kind of a pet peeve of mine because like, she said it so fast. I'm like, what is her name?
Okay. All right.
You're in. It's a good one.
We got to get to Dawn in Olathe. Hello, Dawn.
Well, hello. Well, it pains me to tell you that my grievance is with you two. Because I adore both of you.
Yes.
Last week I was driving home from work, and this segment was about Siri, and you all were asking the phone Siri questions. Mm-hmm. My phone was responding.
Oh, are you in the car right now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a Google next to you right now?
Yes.
You do?
Well, no, it was coming through my phone.
Oh.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on the phone now, so it wouldn't work, Scott.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
So it'll only work after we hang up with you if we said, hey, Siri.
Right.
Okay, all right. And what were we saying about Siri that your phone was responding to? Do you remember?
I don't recall, but it was just so funny. I was just roaring with laughter because my phone was responding to you all.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, on that note, have a great weekend.
All right, you do the same. Thank you very much.
What if we said, hey, blank, say a bunch of naughty words?
What if you said, hey, blank, call 911?
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. No. We've been in trouble twice accidentally for having people. Uh-huh. Remember the time I told everyone, just do this on your phone, and everyone did it?
That's what I was referencing, Dana.
So sorry about that.
Hey, Siri.
No.
Play Iron Maiden.
Yeah, that you can do.
Hey, Siri, play Iron Maiden.
No, don't do that. That's just going to annoy everyone listening, including me.
What's coming up on the program tonight? You got the list at 6?
The list, and we're, because it's October, going into Halloween, we're doing horror movie themes, theme list.
Okay.
This week, the list is funniest horror movie of all time. What is the funniest horror
funny
movie?
Funny horror movie.
Like, yeah, funny, like it's supposed time. To be funny, or it can doesn't...
It could be an unintentionally Scream. Funny, like it's so bad. Yeah, Scream's a great example. It could be intentionally funny, or it could just be so bad that it's funny. There's a lot of movies like The Evil Dead, and what is the one you said that? Oh, he's gone.
Like Beetlejuice.
I had to go
Beetlejuice back. Is intentionally funny though.
Yeah, that's true.
Gremlins.
I watched Halloween 2 the other night because you can't find Halloween the original. I've tried. It's
really.
It's on what? One of those weird. It's not on Netflix. It's not on Hulu. It's
oh, you mean
on
you'd have to like rent
yeah,
it or something?
It's on okay. one of the ones I don't have, and right now you have to pay for it. The second one was really not. I was like, oh.
Isn't that the one where she goes back to like the mental asylum?
Oh,
where is that?
It's not really very good. It was yeah. not very good, and no. it kind of.
This new one actually looks good, though.
My kids want to go see it. How yeah. old do you have to be to go see
I don't
a
know,
slasher
but,
film?
But, Kelly's talking about taking her 12-year-old son to go see it.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
See, I would see it first and then take the kids to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Halloween movies don't tend to be as bad.
As?
Like Freddy Krueger type of stuff, I guess.
Like Nightmare on Elm Street 1, yeah. It was on TV last night. I would not watch
it. I can't watch it.
It freaks me out.
I can watch any of those movies. Jason, Michael Myers.
Michael Myers, yeah.
Any of them, but I cannot.
Freddy Krueger freaks
it
me out.
It bothers me.
Because he comes to you in your dreams.
And that is just, and it's so sadistic, I guess. It's because he's like laughing and joking the whole time. He's cutting people up. That just kind of, ugh. I don't know.
I did realize that. If you fall asleep watching Nightmare on Elm Street, you have insulted that movie on many levels.
We got to run. Your keyword to cash is neighbor. Neighbor. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000. With keyword to cash, Jonathan Weir and Rod Babcock coming up next. The list tonight is funniest horror movies. Funniest horror movies. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, a Metro Police Chief responds to a lawsuit. More next.
Hey, get ready to experience the incredible sound of Bose. Hey, it's Scott Parks, and Nebraska Furniture Mart is excited to announce the grand opening of their new Bose store within a store. The Mart has made it easy for you to explore the sound possibilities with interactive displays featuring the latest products from Bose. You get to try all the high-quality Bose products before you buy. The Mart's on-site Bose factory-trained reps can help you find the best products for you and your family. The Mart carries the full Bose lineup, including their incredible headphones, home theater systems, wireless speakers, computer speakers, and portable audio accessories. Enjoy shopping with 48-month financing on qualifying Bose purchases of $999 or more. Don't miss your chance to enter to win a Bose soundbar and bass module or a Bose home speaker. See the store for details. The new Bose store within a store at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.